Yo.
Ew.
Come on, Pat. It's your birthday. Today, Pat birthday.
It's
Season two. That's how we starting, Pat. Let's go. Come on.
we
Start off.
doing intro. What is it? We doing intro and see the episode one.
You know, we just gonna go ahead and drop the intro.
To be different, I do the impossible. You can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. I dare to be different, I do the impossible. You can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. Decision, permission.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Hot Box Chronicle. We back, season two, full effect. It's your host with the most. We in here. Pat, you gonna introduce yourself?
Pat Menace.
You feel me?
Everybody should know me. I'm the white boy from season one.
I'm fucking good.
You're my worst role calling substitute teaching.
Hey, that's
I thought we got better from last season with that, Pat. Look, start back off just here.
Somebody gonna ask again when we do the video. Who the white boy? What?
And don't know your daddy black and all of us.
Fags, bro.
G shit. But you already know it's your boy Show Out, you know what I'm saying? What's good to y'all?
Not much.
How life treating y'all this summer?
I'm here, man.
I'm tired.
I'm hot and I'm tired, boss.
Hey, boss, he ain't working.
Shit, I've been working the last fucking 3 months hard.
She been working like 3 months hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working hard.
Y'all been taking care of y'all stuff though.
Professionals. Traveling here and there. You know, you gotta enjoy the good life.
Oh yeah, we going to the world. Not just the city, but the world, Craig. You dig what I'm saying?
What y'all been up to though? You know what I'm saying? What's good, people? It's bad. We back. Season two. Feel good to be back. You feel me?
That's it.
You feel me?
Feels lovely.
You feel me? Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? A few pounds lighter. You know what I'm saying?
After a couple months.
You said after a couple months? After what?
Took us a couple months.
You know, season two, you know, you can't just hop in seasons. Like, you know, you gotta do like Power and the rest of them. When it's so good, you gotta give them a break. Mm. You feel me?
That
you know
was
what I'm
nice.
Saying?
Like that.
You can't
just binge watch, binge listen. Like, drop season two tomorrow. Just drop it, and then after that, drop season three the next day.
No, you can't feed them too much.
You feel me?
It's gluttony.
I know sometimes they don't want to hear us. They need a little brisket. And I understand that. But the fuck, make sure you subscribe and all that, though. You know what I'm saying? So, when we pop up on your phone, you already know what time it is.
Cling! Just like that tomorrow morning.
In the factories. Gee, shit. It feels great to be back. Yes, you know what I'm saying? But you know, how the yoga coming?
Yoga's going good, bro.
He's part of busy. It's game time.
It did he?
Rolling up,
bro. I'm learning more about myself. Doing this, like meditating, like starting to listen to myself more. I see things different.
a whole
lot of things different. But besides that. I'm good, man. I'm getting into these crystals, though. That's my new wave. These crystals, like, yeah, that's my new high. It's fly, man.
Factuals. Patty, what you been up to?
I don't know. I just been working.
Slaving.
Yeah, slaving in the heat.
They be hot as a motherfucker out here. 98 and on fire.
Well, you in that Georgia heat.
Nigga, what? 98 and special hot 97.9 with it.
Fast. Yeah, I walk around in it.
Better than me.
But nah, it's
not. Nigga, I don't come out at 5 o'clock. I need the sun to come down.
I be praying I ain't gonna sleep with that motherfucker sometimes. I ain't gonna flex, nigga.
I wait for that last bit of shade to leave the bottom of the stoop. And when it disappeared, nigga, I hop out like a vampire and like. Blade out this motherfucker. Hit that nigga with the Batman. I am the night.
From about 12 to 4. Oh, the sun can have him. You can do what you want to outside. He can cook me.
They got that man out there with
Cause I don't, you know what I'm saying?
That sun is definitely outrageous.
What?
I need some.
About a heat wave coming.
I need some sun.
You need some sun.
Yeah, I mean, sunbathing and shit, but I do all that shit before they get too hot. I ain't got time to be out there like that.
Yeah, fuck a lot. I'm moon bathing. I'm with Prince.
I be doing that too sometimes.
I'm about to be doing Prince. I want to get that Prince tone from John Tone. What was John talking about? I'm trying to get that Prince tone, nigga. Gee, shit.
I be speaking to the moon too, nigga. Like, yeah, it'd be so much fun.
You said who?
Speak to the moon with affirmations.
Oh. Well, I speak to this weed. You know, roll up, crunch it up, and then I look at it and say,
yeah. Get you. Look at you. You just rolled so good. You stank so good. If you smelled good, I'd be scared.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
If you didn't stank, I'd be scared.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't smell like this, like something wrong.
You don't smell like trash can juice.
This is supposed to be some. It's supposed to be some Tropicana cookies.
Tropicana cookies.
Yeah.
I got some Blue Cedar Geezer right here. And we got it in the Hot Box counter for the jar. You know, shout out to Crafty Creations.
Thank you. That's dope.
The Hot Box Crown definitely being used in full effect.
You're a lame, bro. What? I just seen what you put on the back of that.
But not on the back of that. That's how it was made.
Okay, that's my favorite character.
Must relax.
That's my favorite character.
Must relax. That I put on there. It was made like that.
No, I thought you chose it. You know I'm a Spider-Man fan.
Jesus, like, Kwame Brown. You gotta get some of Mama's cooking. You mean, nigga? We gonna get to that though.
That's how you feel.
We got new music coming. Presto gave us music.
What?
Yeah, Presto got new music. Yes, we definitely got new music.
Okay, say less. I'm gonna take that out. Gotta take that out.
Definitely. My boy Ro got some music. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all into. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Goddamn! Hold on, I'm trying to get the weed up. I don't know if y'all into, you know what I'm saying, the UK drill rap.
They keep going there some days, bro.
You know, not everybody's cultured to it, so yeah.
I be watching their little battle rap, too, sometimes. Like, when they be in the, like, the basement and shit. Like, yeah.
You talking about the KOTD, then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, shit. But, yeah, we got new music coming.
That's what I'm
managing somebody now.
What?
Yes.
I told them, be like, you and I
See, I go out there and get it, man. It's out there for the taking.
And you're right. And I'm finna go get mine. Well, I'm on my way to mine.
Gee, shit. Yeah, managing now. You feel me?
What's up, sir? I respect that.
Gee, shit.
Get it in, man.
You feel me? I'm trying to make it to where this platform can promote all rappers. You know what I'm saying? All new niggas, not the niggas already on. You know
what about country music?
I ain't got no problem with country music. Nigga, we play pop. We just play Spanish music last season.
What about gospel music?
I ain't got a problem with that either. Get your praise on.
Say love.
Shit. Get your praise on. I'm
you
not
just
talking.
Said rappers. I was just trying to, you know.
No, I'm just saying, you know. Like, I don't
show how diverse we are.
I don't want to promote anybody that's already on, is what I'm saying. If you're already on, you don't need no promotion, nigga. Let the niggas that ain't on get on. With how I look at it.
Oh, shit.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, you already got a fan with me. You know what I'm saying?
Gee, shit.
You ain't got to do that extravagant. Just be yourself with your music, nigga. I'm going to support yours.
Speaking of music, you see my guy, Jordan Lucas, and the baby got a little baby got a song together.
Yes, sir.
I told you, I'm going to put some respect on my nigga's name.
What? Who? If you don't like Jordan Lucas,
niggas is wild and not giving Jordan Lucas that respect, B.
That means they don't like music. They don't like bars. Like,
definitely wild.
Like, they must relax in your words. Like, shit, come on, man.
Gee, shit.
That's crazy. No. Can you do that? Yeah. That's why I be into that music for that. I like the storytelling and the bars. Give me some lyrics. Hold on, what he just said again? Hold on, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Don't just give me no.
If you listen to music and you have to take it back one time, you know you got something in your hand.
What?
If I had to bring your shit back, just hold on. This nigga did not. He didn't say that. Let me take this back. He did not just say that. Let me hear this.
And I still got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left for the song. Sir.
And it's still hot fire.
What?
Like granddad said on Boondock.
It's been hot fire. What's the XYZ? It's hot. Oh, it's fire. Jeez. We're childish, bro.
No lie. You really know. Pat, you know somebody that, you know, got some music that you want to put out? You want to say help promote?
Try to hit one dude. What's his name? MG Prince.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's somebody else, yo.
Yeah.
So
y'all, yeah.
That him, when him and Flame had that song.
Yes, sir.
Nigga, we aired that song. I think we overplayed that shit out. Oh, my God.
Hey, he still had the flying so, verse on that.
And I'm so high.
There you go.
What? My God, would it make me fly?
He got, he got a couple good. He got
Brandon snapping for a minute, snapping, though.
I cannot hold that from that nigga. He snapping. Jesus.
He snapping.
I can never check that from him. What's that? YouTube. I found him. I listen to him on YouTube. So everybody can go listen to him on YouTube.
Go ahead, shout him out. Shout him out.
MG Prince. Go listen to him. YouTube.
He's probably on
it. Matter of fact, we're gonna play one of his songs.
Well, just send it to me and I'll put it in.
Huh?
Just send it to me, I'll put it in because it ain't gonna sound good coming off your phone.
I know that.
I forgot you got your wild little mix in.
Yeah, so
I'll be snapping some G shit.
We'll add the song on.
Manufacturers.
Yeah.
He gonna preview the song right here.
Bitch, if you snooze, you lose. Bet I want the blue like glue. So I get that bitch the blues. Bet I got some shit to do. Ain't got shit to prove. I wanna say shit to you. Bet I got some shit to lose. They love that troll try to break a nigga. They try to snake a nigga. They acting like that money make a nigga. Ay, but don't let it change a nigga. We ain't famous, nigga. So why you want fame, lil' nigga? He wanted it bad, then we doin' bad. Let the new make him famous, nigga. 5.56, 7.6, 29 millimeter. Keep a young nigga safe. Turn to see that by that gun, and he need help went by waist. The why I keep it every day. Give me fuck that slavery, but I love the whoop out every day. Paper chasing like I gotta go to school today. Niggas saying I might just have to take they out of school today. UDK, give them knowledge that I wanna tolerate. You can't little boy me, I got a little girl. Nigga, what the fuck you thinkin'? Born with the saw, they tryna take it just like they were planted. Always in my own lane, and I stay with my own bank, nigga. Go talk with some young niggas, so you know that they gon' spray some. Every opposition better pray for them. When it comes to these hoes, I'ma play dumb. Woo-hoo. I'm tryna work a move. Bitch, if you snooze, you lose. Bet I want the blue like glue.
So y'all let me know how y'all like that G shit, cause that it was snapping. G shit. But however, it's time to recap last season. Let's get into this show.
What's up? We here.
You know what I'm saying? It's time to recap last season. I'm gonna start with Pat. I like fucking with Pat. It's funny.
Huh?
I like fucking with Pat. That shit's funny.
What?
One thing about last season that you like. What about last season we talked about that you remembered you like that had a positive effect on you? A little impact on you. What did you take out of last year's episodes, last year's season?
I learned more about the Black Lives Matter with people's opinions and shit.
Okay, he definitely said some hot fire. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to hear.
Lil Wayne intro.
Oh, shit. You know
what
I'm saying? I definitely like to hear that.
True shit. We spoke about so much last season. What did we speak? Like, it was so much to learn.
What did you gather from last season?
Loving oneself.
Now, the Third Eye episode was that.
Facts, bro.
Yo, that episode?
Facts.
That was the heat.
It was heat.
The White House kickback. Bro. Definitely, yo.
And what was the one we
when the Caucasians ran up on that goddamn White House? That made my day. That showed everybody in America what the fuck privilege was.
Look, they got mad about that girl that was a vet.
You see who?
This, the girl that got shot, that was a bit there.
Y'all shot the warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about, yeah, she was a veterinarian type shit, the one that was snapping on the way there.
Nah, she was a vet.
Over like, my dead body.
Nah, she was like a, breaking she was news. A veteran.
Karen said over her dead body, and they literally walked over her dead body.
She was a veteran.
Yeah, a veterinarian.
No, no she was a veterinarian.
I thought she was a veterinarian.
No.
You saw a lady that got killed in front of the door?
Yeah.
You sure she was a veteran? Or yeah. You sure she was a veterinarian?
No, I could have she was a veteran.
Shit, fucking with them people. Don't mind. Stop. Don't even
yeah,
do it.
Don't do it. They had this big argument about how they shot this girl and knew she was. Somebody said they know that girl. They didn't know that girl was a veteran. She was in a group with everybody else.
Shit, don't matter. Look, if you participate with everybody, you get everybody consequences. Mm-hmm. You don't get no damn special privilege. That's just like, okay, if that's the case, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, white people, they still be trying to ride that what's left of that special privilege.
Y'all know you do, but, bro, that shit is plain to fuck out. Shit lame as hell, yeah, at me. Like, you let what? Me fuck around and get some privilege. I'm going to show you how to use
it. That nigga said, let me fuck around and get some privilege.
I'm going to show you how, what? Nigga, if I knew I was gonna get a slap on the wrist, no.
That's been said. Let me get the fuck around, get a little bit of privilege. Like that shit was some sauce from McDonald's. Like, fuck around, let me get a little bit of buffalo sauce for these chicken nuggets.
Let me send me something in the mail. Somebody, you got a little free pass for a day. Boy, I'm gonna show y'all how to use it. I'm gonna.
For what?
You know how that white privilege they be talking about, bro?
Uh huh.
I'm gonna show you how. Let them tell me, Bop, you thanks. Got you all.
Nah, that's something to think about, though. This was funny, though.
Boy.
Pat don't know what that privilege feel like.
No, he's considered one of us.
Yeah, they see that nigga, they're like, we know your daddy.
Zach.
Come on, white privilege?
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah. I was in.
Nigga, everybody know your daddy.
Man, it's.
Now, you disappear. Well, nah, because you see, you got.
When I really started trying to understand this shit.
The Black Forces, they got watch them niggas.
Hold on, everybody know about that. But if you know, you know.
They know. They know Black Forces.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody know about Black Forces.
Black Forces mean it's over for just.
Hey, he's with the dumb dumb. Like
you feel me? Things will go left. Things will go left real quick.
What?
Jesus.
I'ma stop. No, I ain't gonna put that out there because you know.
You too.
I ain't gonna put that out there. Like, everybody wear Black Forces. Don't do that. But hey, it's something to think about.
Well, you're right. Not everybody wear Black Forces do that. But I'm pretty sure a nigga that buy a pair of Black Forces fights you before they run.
I bet that one. Now, if he got on the cocaines, that means the all white one. You know
he ain't finna mess that up. He, y'all might talk it out.
He's gonna walk
off. There's a 77% chance you might get into a fight with the ones wearing the all whites.
He gonna walk off.
Other than that, he might walk off. Especially if he, you know, he feeling that swagger, pretty boy, he gonna walk off.
But if he got
if they got creases, he gonna throw that with you.
Yeah, but you
he got creases, he don't care.
You can bleach those. You can clean those with bleach.
No, nigga, you don't clean wrong.
Go ahead and get your new pair.
But back to this, you know what I'm saying? When we were talking about that, what's the name? Because we went on a deep tangent. Here you go, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Anyways, you going to have
it. Say what?
Breaking news. Black Nike Air Force One stock is not sore, but that shit is depleted.
See, the white's already gone.
About 10%. Like, come on, nah. We ain't going to do that to them people. Cause I fuck with Nike, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with them forces.
Shit, the white ones is not hard to come by. People grabbing them real quick, reselling them. Coming up for a force of $200, $300 when they're $90.
Hey, I was just about to say, if you dumb as fuck, boy, I will give you these $95. Like, that's what tax, come on, bro.
90 a pop, man. You are, people out here paying $300 for them. When I'm about to give you out a sauce right here, go on NikeID.com and just make you all white, man.
Bro, they so late.
That's all you gotta do. Just go to NikeID.com. Your all white pair of forces, B. You're in the game. Like, you don't have to worry about that.
Fact.
Like, to be a whole brand, you don't have. You can even make gum bottles. You don't have to worry about it.
They don't know about that.
Well, I'm giving them the sauce. Mm-hmm. Here go all the sauce for your flavor. All the flavor and all that.
Bro, stop that's doing good. That bitch. Nigga, we ain't sponsored by Nike unless they want us, you know.
I ain't even the same. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure my people out there get what they're looking for without, you know, paying your tax. That's all.
You know what we're saying? You know what I'm saying? Nike can sponsor this goddamn, you know, how about Chronicles? We can talk some business.
Oh, thanks. It's an all the way sponsor.
What?
You feel me? I'm not no little sponsor here. And I need the whole endorsement check.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So, mm-hmm.
You tell them, Pop.
You tell them, Pop.
Y'all chill out, bro. Y'all silly, man.
But this is season two. And we're bringing in way new things. We're bringing live broadcasting this year. So we're like...
That's gonna be the dope part right there. Y'all gonna really see what the guys look like, what the fellas.
Okay, need some water?
The gentlemen look like.
The fact is, at least by episode 4, you know, so we're gonna try to get it by episode 4, episode 5. Get everything running. And then y'all really be in the hot box with us, you know what I'm saying? Do everything, you know. Enjoy the session with us fully. You know, engage like how y'all wanna engage. We're gonna have it right.
Yeah, we trying to step up out here, you know, in this world.
They might try to put us on the spot on the video.
So, I don't care.
Put on what?
Put me on the spot. Embarrassing me.
First of all, niggas don't know people to be embarrassing people. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know us. People that rock with us, you know they rock with us. We ain't got to worry about that. Yeah, how can you embarrass somebody that ain't worried about nothing?
I ain't tripping about none of that, though. My fans love that. I love y'all back. We love y'all back.
You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know what I'm saying? You will start seeing more promotions. You know what I'm saying? We done stepped into the ad business. So you definitely see that. You know what I'm saying? Pat, I think you need to make an ad. That should be hilarious.
What you mean I need to make an ad?
That shit got real then. What you mean?
You know
I like talking to people. What you mean make an ad?
You know that? 12th grade, bro, he come. Coach Walker, we had to make that little fucking commercial shit for all the little projects and shit. That one they got, bro.
Wow.
Thanks, bro. 30 seconds on just the head.
Look, the next, how about this? Right here, live. We live with it. The next, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneur that reaches out to us, Pat's doing the ad for it.
Facts.
Pat, you're doing the ad for it.
Mr. We're Mayonnaise, can you step up?
We're going to get you the script and everything, my guy. Facts. You're doing the ad for it.
Man. I don't need no script.
Yeah. Man, that's what I'm talking about. It's health.
My guy said practice. We ain't talking about the thing I love. We talking about practice.
What?
What?
Nigga said, you ain't never seen a cheetah stretch. Go
practice.
No, I'm just quiet.
I understand it, but you know what I'm saying? Doing an ad is a whole different ballgame, B. You got to sound the part and everything. You got to hit that. Thank you for coming in today.
Bro,
have you ever seen Lulasta? Lulasta is a new drug given here. You take your eye.
You say Lulasta? Lulasta.
First thing that came to mind.
That's
all that's
shit.
First thing that came to mind.
It's an allergy pill.
Lulasta. That was the first thing that came to mind. Just saying.
This one super allergy pill.
Like, super allergy pill, nigga?
Nah, I'm good.
Season 2, we definitely got, you know what I'm saying, you know, we're going to start implementing a way for y'all to start reaching in, you know, calling us while we live, too. So y'all could definitely question the fellas, you know what I'm saying. You know, shout out people you want to shout out, you know, things like that. Let your voice be heard.
Add the group on Facebook. You got the group. If you on Facebook, add the group.
Oh, they already know what's up. Look, first and foremost, we're on season 2. They know to follow on Facebook, Instagram. Follow, subscribe on all the podcasts and site. Let me hit it one time.
And bro, go buy the product. Go buy the fucking sticker. Go buy the merchandise.
That too. Look, we got merch. We got all the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, all that stuff. You can find us. Check us out.
And our merch is animal free.
Matter of fact,
animal cruelty free. Sweatshop free.
Well, first and foremost,
you know, there's some vegans out there. You know, they probably fuck with us. You know, it's some hardcore vegans that, you know, they'll rock leather. So, you know.
But first promotion, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we're going to shout out Crafty Creation. You're in there. Shout out Raya, you know what I'm saying? Crafty Creation. Make sure
what's up,
Raya
out there?
Raya, definitely doing her fucking thing.
I definitely gotta get one of these hot box, joints, though. This is dope. I definitely gotta get one of these.
Factuals. Only if y'all can see it right now, y'all would be.
Yeah, this is dope. I'm
rocking. Shout out to the sponsor. Shout out to the sponsor. Definitely shout out to the sponsor. You right now. Check it out. You feel me?
However.
Ooh. Can I fire this blunt now? Yeah, yes, I can.
Nevertheless.
This, what? Nevertheless. Oh, yeah, nevertheless, we still got Mr. Butler coming through, interview with him coming soon. Right.
That's exactly. You ready now? I hate you told what I was going to say, but go ahead. Tell him
what talk on him. Go ahead and talk on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing too much talking.
Nah, you ain't doing too much. You doing just enough. You know what I'm saying? But no, Mr. Butler will come in this guy and lay some game for you for you fellas. Ladies.
Talk about black men.
Yes, he gonna eat.
That's definitely an episode.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna be no hot box with him. We're gonna have to. We'll have to do that after.
This is gonna be a seminar, goddamn.
Factual.
So you get factual. Your paddy.
I might have to give me a little henny, but you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely gonna sit to that.
We'll have to do it.
You know what I'm saying? That episode is definitely for black men.
We'll have to do it before, during, and after.
Listen to black men, hey. I want you to turn your antennas
on. No, everybody listen to it, but it's for the betterment of black men.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's Butler. He gonna let you know. No but, questions asked.
Well, all men can use and teach you some shit. You dig what I'm saying? So everybody can still use it. But this may gonna help the black men get up out of that. You know what I'm saying?
All facts. All T facts. All right. So, boo. You saw it?
No, go ahead.
Oh, my fault. I'm about to say, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I heard you had some things to talk about. What was your topic you wanted to talk about?
I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I'm YouTubing it up one day. You dig what I'm saying? You know they got the little news section, right? Bro, tell me why one of the little videos saying in West Virginia, bro, they giving out incentives for people that have been vaccinated. You know, can you say that now? Because y'all want us to be, you know what I'm saying?
You can say vaccinated. Okay. Mystery drug, wonder medicine.
Something like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, those are names I'm thinking of.
It's like, yeah. Because I don't want to see. But yeah, them they giving out incentives for those type of, I'm like, for mutants. How about that? Bro.
I seen I Am Legend. I know what the mystery drug does.
Facts. So they like, they giving out scholarships, like college scholarships, for F-150s. Hunting rifles, bro. Like, yeah, regular shotguns, bro. And everybody that's been vaccinated in the state is in the $1 million raffle, bro. Doesn't that sound cool?
Fuck no. California got that shit stupid, too. Bro. California just served that shit to my. If you take the vaccination, you'll be entered into.
That's dumb, bro. Why would you want to play with your life like that?
What are you talking about? As far as just taking the. All right, so this is the thing.
Bro, why would you want to play with your life like that?
Why are you not taking the vaccine? Let's start with that.
Why I'm not taking it?
Why are you refusing the vaccine?
Okay, because I've done my research on the name of it. But and then, you know, it goes deeper than that. Mm-hmm. But also, this virus ain't even been out a whole year. And you telling me you got 3 vaccines? You got a normal, a medium, and a boost? Fuck out of here, bro. But niggas are still questioning the flu shot? No, and they've been out how long? Think about that. Mm-hmm. But you still question. You don't even want, some people don't even want to get their kids the hepatitis shot, the regular immunization shots, right? But you want to, you quit to go stand in line 3 hours for some shit they made up in 3 months. No, fuck out of here. That's why I'm not doing it. I have way more common sense than that. It doesn't seem right. Maybe if it was been out for 10 years and they took 10 years to make a vaccine for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think
I'll take it in consideration.
I ain't against it still, but I'm not against taking it. I'm not. I just want to see more results first.
Then I'm seeing other shit. Bro, I just read a fucking passage, an excerpt when them niggas talking about these niggas. The doctors are saying, oops, we fucked up.
So are you scared of?
I'm not scared of nothing. I said,
do you not trust the vaccine itself? Or do you not trust the people making the vaccine?
I don't neither. Trust the people.
I don't trust the people. Neither. And not, bro, no. No. It ain't even, no.
What's it left?
And not to mention, it don't seem that deadly. Them numbers don't hit right to me. I see a lot of people get infected.
I don't trust people.
I'm going off the news now. Real shit. I'm finna go off their stats. Their stats tell millions of people have been infected. But only a couple of thousand have died. Nigga, that doesn't seem deadly to me, nigga. Now, if you tell me millions don't been infected and millions have died, something going on.
It's still deadly. It's claiming niggas. That
I know it's, no, I'm not saying it's not claiming niggas. That's what I'm not saying.
I'm scoring a lot of people.
That's what I'm not saying.
Scoreboard crazy right now with the COVID. Look, and then somebody got another strand?
That's exactly. See, no, I'm not playing like that. I'm telling you, bro, them niggas are playing that game played, bro. Them niggas out here playing that in real life, bro. No, bro, I'm not. Nah, I'm good. Well, how about this? Since it's airborne like they say it was when it first came out, I'll catch it that way. No mask, no nothing. Fuck it. I'm serious, bro. Like, no,
I'm not taking the vaccine.
It doesn't seem right.
You know what I'm saying? My grandparents my grandfather took it. To me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not taking it because I feel like it's too soon. Like, it's too soon to be taking the miracle drug. Like, to be a whole band.
That's what I'm saying. You see more results.
You feel me? Like, less time go by with the people that's taking them now. Like, they might twitch.
They still
like
catching it, though.
I don't want to be the one that take it when I spit. I twitch. You feel me? Like, I don't need my system rebooting for no reason. Like, I don't want to be a part of it.
It's gonna happen regardless.
You're like, I don't need to be walking. That shit shut down. Wake me back up.
Wait,
like,
wait till they hit that switch out there. When they hit that switch and the niggas start walking dead out here for real. Yeah, what y'all gonna do?
I can't do that.
Nah, bro. That's
definitely something to think about, though.
Nah, bro. That shit.
Hey, somebody told me they had a fever, 115.
Boy, that inside's cooked, bro. Good Lord.
What was wrong with them? You talking about they had COVID?
After they take their vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. What? Well, you know, a lot of shit have side effects.
It transforms your DNA, bro.
They had to put the person in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm telling you, niggas finna get out this bitch. Attack on the Titans.
Yo, Attack on Titan, that shit wild.
I'm telling you, this is about to get serious out here, my boy.
Attack on Titan, that's my shit. I ain't gonna hold you that, but that's something to think about now. Niggas start growing that tall and start running through here on that reckless.
Alright, thank this shit the game, bro.
Shout out to my anime fans out there, yes. I rocks with the anime. You feel me?
I feel like y'all, I know they gonna slander me. But, nigga, I'm just now getting into anime, bro. And that shit is dope. I'm not even gonna flex, nigga.
Anime community don't even smoke him just yet.
Y'all can smoke him. If you gonna
smoke him, go straight to his Instagram.
Y'all can smoke me, bro.
If y'all gonna find him, go straight to his page and do it.
Like, I'm just. On some real, I think it was the type of anime they showed.
So, you've been watching anime since day one. A lot of people don't understand that.
But true shit, yeah. You've been watching Bulldogs, anime
since day one.
Dragon
you was
Ball
watching,
Z.
You was watching anime before Dragon Ball Z. When you was sitting up late watching Inuyasha, you was watching anime.
No, I ain't watch that.
Everybody seen Inuyasha?
No, I didn't.
The nigga with the red, what's the name on? With him. The white hair?
Just because you described him to me, I seen him, bro.
I bet money if I show you a picture, you like. You did come on Cartoon Network.
I know
you talking
about.
No, I didn't, bro.
You watch Cartoon Network late night.
You remember when what's his name used to come on, bro, late night?
What?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That was after, you know, Courage the Cowardly Dog used to come out early.
Exactly. That's when I turned straight to Disney, bro. When that shit came on at 10 o'clock, I just Nickelodeon
that was
Disney.
Late.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. And if it wasn't that, it was ESPN. I got to get my whole 2 hours of ESPN. Nah. Feel like a character from Soul Calibur.
Oh shit,
that burned me.
He tripped your head.
Well, you know, things happen, you know.
Respect.
But yeah, they can fly me up, bro. But hey, that shit fly though. I got to give it to y'all.
What?
I should have got the anime. I should have got into that shit a long time ago.
But
I think it was just the TV, like, I wasn't really a big TV fan. I was really outside growing up, too. And late nights, nigga, it was either, like I said, ESPN or some other shit.
Shit, it was a lot of days I was on punishment, so I used to sneak and catch TV.
Nigga, what you know why I turned that contract down?
Sneak and catch TV, what you mean?
Black and white with the caption on, nigga. Mom not finna catch me with this.
Definitely all the facts.
You don't remember about that. You don't remember about that, though.
Jeez, shit.
Shop at CraftyCreations1_ on Instagram or CraftyCreations5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
Welcome back. We back. You know, Brazake.
You.
You said you. It's the bopping, it's my man. What's up, man? What's up? We in
the factories. But nah, did you hear how Amazon's not going to drug screen for weed no more?
That's cool.
That's changing the game right there. Lord. There's a lot of niggas that woke up every day and you said the sneak going there high. Now these niggas good money.
Why? Like, no, my, this is, you know, I'm not even going to get
now
on
everybody's
that.
Everybody's the same.
I'm not even going to, exactly. That's why I said I'm not going to get on that tangent.
But my I say that because it's something to think about. Like,
that's a lot of great workers that smoke. And, you
exactly.
Know
what I'm saying? That's what I'm, that's what I was about to get
and
you.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to just guess at the number. I'm going to say a good 80% of their employees smoke.
Son, everybody smoke a little weed, man.
Amazon
made it to where they just made it to where
I'm just gonna
they're
say,
not drug screening for weed no more.
But
no more
I'm
drug
just saying,
testing
though,
for weed.
Bro. I'm just saying. Because think about Carol or goddamn David. They've been there 20 years and been killing the game. I'm to my employee of the month, been getting these bonuses. I'm to my, and been humping. And all of a sudden, they throw a random on them. And now, damn.
These niggas be getting fried up.
Facts, bro.
They getting fried, not fired.
Facts.
They
get like, no, that's
no
crazy.
Lie, that is a game changer. You know what
but
I'm saying?
The only flip side of that, this is why if they cannot do no what is that, workers' compensation, then you get hurt on the job. This is on you, my nigga.
Slick.
That's how they gonna play that though, because when you get hurt on that job,
because you know you have,
and you want to try to go get that extra bread, then that's when you gonna have to go pee in that cup.
See, they gotta be a swim swimmer for that though, because if you're saying you're not drug test for this, then that means.
Oh, bro, they gonna cover their ass.
I said,
it's a
be,
business.
It's gonna be
bro.
Something with it.
No, I'm gonna say that because I worked for a construction company that did the same shit. He knew everybody smoked, but
nah,
if you got hurt,
about Jeff Bezos.
No, yeah, they
no,
got
no,
a,
no, I'm saying this is
they got a policy. They got a
no,
policy.
I'm saying, this is some
it.
Real shit though. This is some real legit company.
I know that. I'm just saying,
but,
they might be different from Amazon. Man.
Exactly, but I'm saying that's how they do it. Yeah, I know what everybody do, but you come in and get fucked up. You ain't get no extra bread on me until you pee in this cup. If you come back clean, we get some bread. Until then, nah. Yeah, you don't play. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta take that missing finger on the charge to the game.
I hope you've been using that.
sir, my finger just got sucked up in machine number 4. Well, do you smoke? You know what?
Can you spin it back?
I'm just
out?
Gonna get what I can left, and we're just gonna try something.
Exactly.
Like, that's the worst. Well, I am glad. You know what I'm saying? But see, I feel like other jobs need to start following suit, because there's a lot of people out here that smoke weed and they're great fucking workers. You have people out here that don't smoke weed. Don't drink, don't do nothing, and trash, like,
yep.
Trash can juice.
And holding jobs.
Like, you feel me?
Yeah, you're right.
Not doing nothing, like.
You're right.
Let that weed smoker come back and make that money. He can get right, she can get right when they get home. Like, stop playing.
Hey, well, I wonder, you think the price, they gonna, they're paying people like $15 an hour to work at like Taco Bell and shit.
Talking about minimum wage type shit.
Yeah, that's
no,
shit.
Minimum wage.
It's gonna go back down.
Nah, fuck.
It's not gonna. I think it's gonna be up to their company.
They even vote that in.
No, like, they not. Man, look here, bro. Everybody makes $15 an hour.
First of all, what is that gonna do to save?
No. I'm
New York make $15 an hour now.
No, I'm just saying.
And no, I'm just saying that's their minimum wage.
Yeah,
it's still.
So it's like, what is that gonna do?
No, but this is how they gonna play it, bro. That makes you just enough so you can pay your bills, right?
Because inflation about to go, so it's gonna be
and
the
you
same
don't have
thing.
To, and they don't have to help you. That's how they gonna play that shit. But now, nigga, if I just, you know what I'm saying, keep the shit where it is and keep you riff raffs at my knees begging, then
not even.
I got you.
It's gonna be the exact same thing. They're gonna be like, yo, mm-hmm. So we're gonna put it at 15 minimum wage. After the whole giving out money to everybody, they already talking about inflation. And that's what's gonna kill it. We gave you $15, but inflation just happened to go up too. After the Federal Reserve said they
so
can,
basically
they
you're
got
working
it,
for
they
the
hold
same
it down.
Thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's awesome. Because the Federal Reserve said, oh, we can control the inflation. Now they saying they don't know they can control it. They said inflation happened so fast, what they projected in 5 months is like, I think 12 months coming at them. I said,
man,
wow.
Man, they know what's going on now. They be playing these numbers. These guys know what's up. I'm not going to entertain them people with that bullshit. But, you know, that's why I would like to be a part of that people community that talk to them, but I know me, bro, because I get to the point, like, bro, stop the bullshit. I'm just saying, if we had a people's community that, you know, bro, I would love to be a part of.
That's what the city hall for.
But I'm calling. I can't be politically correct. But why? I'm gonna be like, bro, stop the bullshit. Like, just I'm
that's
just,
what the city hall for.
I'm just gonna
for.
Be blunt, bro. Then, like,
and that's speak, exactly bro. What it's for.
I know that. That shit is just, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy as shit. That's a lot. Like, yeah, I be peeping a whole lot of shit, bro. I just.
I already know my spouse gonna touch on that.
What?
About black men not going to city hall. I already know what's up. Man. Voting for the people that need to be on G shit.
Real shit. I just, like I said, if I vote, that's who I vote for. Motherfuckers in the community to put on them chairs and shit. But presidential shit, no, I'm not playing that game.
Definitely something to think about.
True shit, but then it's crazy, bro.
What's your input back? What you feel about that?
Everybody still have their own agenda. I don't care. And they still have a agenda they have to go by, too.
They. Everybody don't want to do that, though. Everybody don't want to be involved in that.
Involved what?
In making choices and whatever. They just.
Well, you going to continue letting somebody run your goddamn life then?
Yeah. That's on them, though.
Ooh, you tell them. Since we talking about business, what about them PPPs? Do you really think they're going to arrest everybody that got the PPP?
No.
Exactly. I don't think they are.
This is where they gonna hit him at.
Gee shit.
When he filed them taxes.
When you check your credit score and that shit went from 6-7 to 3 real quick, and you sitting there like, bruh.
And you can't get a microwave?
What happened? You feel what I'm saying? But like, and I say that to say this, because first of all, they didn't arrest everybody that ran up on the Capitol Hill. So before they start arresting any black person for some damn money, they need to worry about the motherfuckers that just ran up on home base. Like, them niggas
it's
just
not even
hit a home run.
Before you even put a color on, they can, hey, somebody did it too.
Oh, fact.
Exactly. So, are they, that's the kicker.
Right? I already know what's up.
Look, they're not going to arrest their own.
What? So, they got to play fair for everybody. Shit.
Exactly.
If you going to let your own get slapped on wrist, everybody need to get slap, pop.
Well, you crazy mean? As fuck. In that case, the world would not be like it is now, sir.
Everybody need this shit. The world already changing shit.
Yeah, it is changing. That's the crazy part. It is. But nah. That's the crazy part, bro. That's like the silver lining of this whole little pandemic shit.
We ain't had no purge yet.
Nah. Look,
What's with you in this purge shit?
Who?
You. Where would you go?
No, who? The owl in the tree.
What you mean? Where would I go?
Why do you keep bringing up this purge? What is with you in the purge? Did you watch the movie? Did you watch all of them?
Yeah, I watched all of them.
Why want the purge? Why? Well, you know, that's something to talk about there. Why is, what's up with you in this purge?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I think I heard it somewhere.
They were talking about some stress. Because I'm like, you know what?
I can't wait
that 12
to decide.
Hours. Not trying to give me days off. Yo, it's really wild out there.
I got some 12 hours for you.
You're going to get mad because I came in late on Thursday. I stayed 2 hours over because somebody didn't come in.
Wait till this motherfucker, sir.
Wait till them, sir.
I can't wait.
Boss, you're going down. Throw you right down that goddamn sawmill.
That's crazy, what? Bro. Like,
yeah. You know, well, they're making a new purge, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be watching. The movies are crazy, though.
It's something.
They're crazy.
I'll be thinking about that. Nah, you know what I'll be thinking about? First and foremost, whoever made Saw, B.
Yes, sir.
Something wrong, B. You just in your head thinking of these traps?
My favorite one was.
You got a little secret. Nah, secret hobby you want to do.
My favorite one.
Don't think of crazy shit like that.
It was three or four. Okay. Whichever one it was where they had that dude. Like in a star stretched out.
I know what you're
and they put
about.
That clamp. They put that clamp on his head.
See, look. He like the evil shit.
That's great.
And that's why that evil shit still floating around the world. Because he like. I laugh at that dumb shit. Because that's what I be thinking. Like, bro. Who in they sick ass mind came over this shit? You don't just write this shit. So you just wrote this down and went to sleep. No. It don't work like that.
That's some research. Right? You did some research before you made that.
I'm thinking of a horror movie, and the first thing that came to my head, we're going to twist some arms and legs in the guy's head, a whole 360, and I want to hear the bones pop. I'm going to make sure his special production makes me get the exact bone popping sound.
Did you get that jerky?
You ever seen 13 Ghosts?
Oh, that's my movie. You must relax.
That's crazy, bro. You might well go ahead and copyright that guy.
You already know. I'm definitely going to do that. Trademark.
Like, really, do that. Go ahead. Somebody go, you know what I'm saying, do what you do.
Definitely get that.
So, if you anybody, if y'all hear that, it started here first.
YMR, you must relax.
Hashtag, nigga, YMR.
You feel me?
I'm finna, bro, we finna have this bitch popping. Y'all get that shit popping for them, bro. We didn't get
YMR, yeah, you must relax. Shout out to my So, I got something for y'all. Y'all heard about Mama's Cooking?
Mama's Cooking.
My boy gonna put Mama's. Y'all keep playing. Y'all get some of Mama's Cooking.
Huh?
It's Kwame Brown, B. Mama's Cooking.
Oh, nigga, you have me. You still talking about this guy, bro.
What?
This guy right here, bro.
So, if y'all don't know what's going on with Kwame Brown's situation, Matt Barnes has a podcast along with Stack 5, Stephen Jackson, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Jackson.
Yes, sir, I see him.
Kwame Brown, you know. Matt Barnes didn't say that. But Matt Barnes is still in the 9 to 5. But then Kwame said shit. You walk with food, you become food. That's your man's. I'm airing you out, too. Kwame aired everybody out. Stephen A. Smith. Because they say he was a bust. And, you know, the basketball players are taking that serious. And I understand where Jalen Rose was coming from, because they're using how people play sports with their whole life. You can't do that. What's crazy is,
nigga, Charlamagne, you just say this nigga's skills are trash. Just...
Yeah,
his skills are
I guess the word is the problem.
Bus.
Yeah, because I guess they're saying when you say bus, you're saying like he's a bus in.
Nigga, you don't. No.
I feel like personally,
before he,
if you're riding a bench for $300,000, $700,000 a year, how can you be a bus? You got motherfuckers driving to work 60 miles for $10 an hour.
My question is, bro,
that's the bus. Like,
yeah, why trip on the word? You don't heard this word way before. You got your ass drafted when you was at home watching ESPN. I know you heard what's his name.
But see, they've been talking about him for 20 years, supposedly.
Once again, but when you was at the house way before you was getting drafted, you
passing the ball.
When you want to hear your name called and see your name in the marquee
and shining lights,
facts. You want to read that marquee on ESPN? You knew all the lingo, whatever you want to say. They used. So, no, nigga. You want them to say you was trash? Yeah, he went from number one, but he was boom. That nigga was trash. I'm talking about my little cousin. That's what you want him to say? But nah. Them niggas knew, bro, your teammates knew you were booty.
This nigga said booty.
Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like,
yo.
Come on. You could have snapped on everybody on your team.
Like I said, booty. That's what you know is bad.
You could have snapped on everybody on your team. But once again, like Birdman, you came at the radio host.
Yo.
Right. I seen that. That shit was
so... Nah, but I ain't gonna lie, he came at everybody, but he ain't just come at Charlamagne.
Yeah, he came at everybody hard.
But this all thing about Charlamagne's situation, like, okay.
They was, bro, them niggas.
Charlamagne was on some, like.
It was some personal shit. Like, so I would have just.
But see,
I don't throw that low blow in there, man, like that. Yeah, I'm not gonna repeat what he said. Y'all can look it up what Charlamagne said.
Factual.
You know what I'm saying? But he shouldn't have threw that. He shouldn't have threw that low blow. So that nigga like, you throw your low blow, I'm gonna make mine hurt
but
worse.
See, it's the like, thing.
He kicked it. Mr.
Was it a low blow? If he was just like, yo, you gotta leave him alone, yo, that nigga really killed his family's crazy and shit.
Why would you want to put that? You shouldn't have said anything about that. You should just say this man crazy. Leave the other family members out. Y'all talking about just this man. Don't add nobody to it. So now,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure this man already heated because the world talking about he's a bust and he's trash. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My boy Steven.
I do respect one thing Kwame said.
My boy Steven ain't smelled though.
I do respect one thing Kwame.
What's up?
Kwame said he was like, hold on, I'm trying to roll this blunt, y'all gotta excuse me.
And talk to the people, they can hold up right quick.
Factories. But Kwame was like, yo, son, like. You saying all that, you know what I'm saying? How's that helping? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're putting, basically, you're saying a black man is crazy. You're putting the asterisk on what they're already saying we are.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? You're putting that on us.
True shit.
That I respect. I'm like, yo, so you already know they already say niggas. You already say that what they say, Deuce and Spade is wild.
And you should have just left it at the skills. And
but this, I say that to say this. Charlamagne did come back on, he apologized.
Yo, let me get some power for a minute.
What? Say what?
Let me get some power for a minute.
Some power food.
Power.
Oh, power.
Are you talking about the charge? I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh,
what are you talking about? What your man is talking about back here? You tripping.
What?
He said, this is a big
first time. Chill out, bro.
What you talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That asterisk is strong on a black man.
That's been down, like, since the beginning, bro. Like,
we need to start dubbing that shit. Like, oh, he's crazy. But you know, when you say a black man crazy, they run with that quick. You feel me? But, back to what I was saying, fuck around. Charlamagne did apologize, though. You know what I'm saying? And I respect a man who apologized.
True that. I did the situation after that. It is what it is. Like, we're not talking
so wait, where?
Even though, you know, Kwame did bring up the rape allegations and all that.
So where's the interview?
Say what now?
Where did you watch the interview?
That's online. Yeah, bro, you can just go to YouTube.
You just type in Kwame Brown. Hey, you'll see everything.
What?
I'm gonna go, it's lit right now.
He got like, bro, it's not.
I'm gonna go watch it.
It's lit right now.
Man, what? No lie, this video is like at least like 10 minutes. Like, no flinch.
Try 30, 45 an hour.
Hey, you know who I've been, who I got into watching on YouTube? Who? What's his name? Mr. Dick McGregor.
Dick Gregory.
I watch Dick Gregory. But it's on series, bro.
So y'all play that.
I watch him. What's up? You let me find out, bro. That's what you went to now?
Huh?
That what you went to now? Pat.
What?
Dick Gregory.
Yes, the one he put is it patience?
Chris, go on. Uh-huh.
He put one out, I think it's about patience.
Oh yeah.
Boy, come down and eat your food. Why I make so that Dick Gregory?
Yo. Yo, I'm a fucking guy, bro.
Yo. Man, that man is
shit. I'm in my head where you said Dick Gregory, man.
Make some Kool-Aid. You know, the red kind.
I'm done.
Yeah, you know some.
Yo, you're stupid, bro.
We had all this shit, bro. You're bored, bro. Oh, man, you're famous.
Yeah, let's see. That man said. They gave him a Rolls Royce. He took it back. Ooh. That man said he got a Rolls Royce from the. I think he said it was from the. You had to go watch it. But I think he said it's from the company. He took that. He took it back to him.
What guy did that?
He didn't want to be. Way I took it is he didn't want to be a charity case for
son,
him.
News just in. Disney star Drake Bell has been charged in Cuyahoga County with dismint. What? Whoever typed this, retarded. Mm-hmm. Disseminating matter harmful to. What?
Disseminating
matter harmful to juveniles and attempting endangering children. Oh, shit.
Mm. He trying to kill.
There's always them Disney kids.
He trying to kill them kids.
Disney
kids. You gotta watch them. You saying that's what they want you? All the Disney kids have problems except for Hillary Duff right now. But be honest with you,
bro. I don't understand. Them niggas don't want them to grow up. Like, they not gonna stay this goddamn lollipop kid their whole life. They gonna.
Don't tell them the truth.
They gonna
they
grow
ain't
up.
Ready for that? Don't tell them the truth.
They're gonna grow up.
They ain't ready for that. Don't tell them the truth. They ain't ready for that.
That's probably why I don't have a long conversation with a lot of people like that. Because I'm blunt with a lot of shit.
If you're not blunt, how are you going to be? Like, you got to be blunt. You got to be truthful to the person. Like, look, this is it. Look.
No, I like beating around the bush.
But see, some people don't understand that. Like,
look, you ain't got no hang time. Stop braiding it, bro.
Ooh.
You feel me? Look, baby, you look fat in the dress. God damn it, look. You was fat before you put the dress on. You put the dress on. It ain't gonna make your skin get fat in the dress. You fat in the dress. I love it when you're fat either way. You feel me? Like, you just gotta be truthful sometimes.
Stay there.
Just saying.
Sometimes I don't.
Your homeboy blind. Let's take it like this. Your homeboy blind. You know what I'm saying? He like, yo, I want you to pull up. You know what I'm saying? I want you to see my new boo thing. She look like Mariah Carey. She look like Mariah Carey. You get this. And she look like Holiday from Holiday Hall. What you doing?
You gonna tell the truth. You gonna be like, yo, you definitely got Mariah Carey. That's Janet Jackson. You got it locked down. That's what you're doing?
What you mean? If that's his Mariah Carey, that's his Mariah Carey.
She been lying to him this whole time. Tomorrow she's like, this guy, he blind. He don't know. You gonna tell the truth?
You fucking right.
Right?
But why do...
Now, if you told him the truth,
why do people...
And he be like, this is my Mariah Carey, then, hey...
Nah, she lying to him. What you gonna do? You gonna be close, right? Like, nah, B, this ain't it. She ugly.
Bro.
This ain't it. Nah, so she said she like Mariah.
Listen to the tone of my voice. This ain't you, player. This ain't you. I know how you roll. I done seen the history of females.
Your mama wouldn't like how she looks.
Hey, look here. Hey, Monique from Precious. That's all I'm going to tell you. She lying to you, bro.
Uh-oh. Don't be doing that.
She ain't sound like that.
Give me some chicken.
Bro. When you said that shit, bro, I don't know if y'all nigga watch. I know he do, but Catfish, bro.
Oh, no, I already watched
it. When you said that deep voice shit just did, it was a... Bro, it was this gay dude, right? The cousin played a joke on the all because he called on fat-ass Kelly Price. She had the cousin running around town, bro. I'm talking about they going to bandos and shit, knocking on doors, looking for... Then they like, bro. Bro, they went to like three houses and they be like, bro, you sure you've been talking to this person? And he was like, look, bro, the reason y'all can't find Tony, and then she turned on her deep voice. The cousin was a girl, she put her deep voice on. Oh, Tony.
Oh, he died.
Like, bro, ever since then, bro, anytime I see like a bro. A fat ass Kelly Price, bro. Bro, just watch that one episode, bro.
That is messed up, yo.
Just watch that. Cousin run around town, bro. Like, yes, bro. Had Neve and Max, Hulk, had all the MTV run around town for nothing. Yes, bro. Like, that show right there itself is funny to me. That shit is too funny.
My guy here dead.
Cause ain't no way in the hell.
That's that gas. That gas.
Put them laws to work. I sound like Santa Claus a little bit.
Man down. Man down.
Blue 42. Blue 42.
Hot. Boof. His stick.
2005 Ray Lewis his stick, nigga.
Oh.
Hey, stand up straight and hold your hands up. Okay? You gotta open the lungs up.
Hot box be real. Boy, I'm sorry, y'all. The hot box be real, you know what I'm saying? That's why y'all gotta see this shit. Y'all, I can't wait to go live. This shit's
bro, what? Y'all gonna be wilding out with it, bro. You know what's gonna trip out, though? They were like, bro, their voices don't match how they look. That's gonna be the trippy part, bro.
Damn.
Nah, bro, I thought they looked like something. Nah.
What are we supposed to look like?
Aliens, nigga.
Like some nerdy college kids.
Nah.
Yo.
I'm a shapeshifter, bitch. That's a kid.
Yo, son. So how you think that, Charlamagne and Kwame Brown should move forward? Like, I feel like they can come together and give us, you know what I'm saying, some game. Because Kwame Brown got some game. G shit. He really out giving out mama's cooking. No lie.
Bro, real shit. How can they move past this? Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, both of y'all done said what y'all done said. You did, you know what I'm saying? So, why is there any more beef? You're not going to hit. That's what you're not. Because Charlamagne not going to hit with you. That shit is dead.
Charlamagne, he'll let you know now.
He's not going to hit. He's going to call the police. He's going to let you know.
What? He's off the muscle. Like, yo, I'm going to call the cops.
Facts. So, like,
it's going to get left. I'm not a gangster. I'm calling the cops. I pay taxes.
So, with that being said, nigga, y'all both said what y'all had to say. This man apologized. Just chalk that shit up to the game and keep it pushing. Now, whether you want to, you know what I'm saying, speak to this man again, that's their decision. I have nothing to do with that. And I'm going to leave it at that.
That's well. My man's disappeared. He had to get some fresh air. Son.
My question is, when we go live, where you gonna go? They gonna see that ass. Where you gonna go?
They like, yo, he in the back dying, son. He red. Ooh, he's red. He red. He in the back dying, son. He red. Get your man some help.
Yo, son, we go live and you start coughing like that, oh, niggas gonna be like, yo, call 911.
Now, he good. He do this all the time.
Nah, this is normal. This is normal. This is definitely a normal thing.
Oh, it gotta be, because, nigga, we over here laughing like that.
They ain't shit. He over there dying. They're not giving them air.
No, still recording.
Yeah, we're still recording.
Look, he'll tied up.
See, he be like, hey, like, look. Y'all
good? Yeah, damn. You gotta smoke with me to understand how to fuck. Now I'm good. Now I'm...
Are you good now? Do you want your mic back?
Now my lungs open.
Get your mic back. Go ahead and get your mic adjusted. Go ahead and get back in full effect.
Oh, man. Hey, man, look here. We need to have some Hot Box Chronicle candles, bitch. I'm finna make some candles, bitch.
He said he about to make some candles.
A straight smell good, organic shit. You know what I'm saying?
You good? You ready?
So you can have for this. You dig what I'm saying?
You in
there? Got your incense. I'm gonna get some incense too, my G.
Yeah, I see your decibels.
Who?
You in there like somewhere.
Huh?
No, I was saying you was in there like somewhere. I see your decibels moving like your mic is on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you live now. Your mic is back. Welcome back, though. Welcome back.
I'm good, man.
You good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good to have you back.
I hit that bone wrong.
I hit you. Yo.
That's normal, though, so it's all right.
You said what?
I got to get my lungs open.
You might have to start jogging before you get in the hot box.
Hell no.
Get them pumped up, ready
what
to
you
go.
Mean, bro? You tripping, bro. I do that shit, like, I'm for real, bro.
I walk a couple of miles, but I ain't jogging nowhere.
Why not, man?
Because.
Nigga, I get, bro, sometimes after that meditation, I get, you know, under the influence, and I just take off. Boom.
Look, bro,
I be in the game.
I was feeling artillery, but my elbows and knees and ankles fucked up. My hips too.
You all right?
I gotta walk and get the strength back in all this shit.
You know the best way to do that? Stretching.
I ain't been in no gym since I got home.
I ain't say shit about the gym. Oh, I'm more on kind of stage. I'm here that way, shit. I ain't trying to be swole for what?
He said he's gonna be swole swole.
For what?
Cat muscle out this motherfucker.
That shit's angry, bro. That,
nah, that nigga swole me.
That shit is too swole, bro.
I ain't trying to be that
your
big.
Your arms are this
he'll
like...
slap character into a nigga. So he'll slap bro. Character into a nigga.
When you gotta got, man, when your yo. Arms can't go down, bro. Like, nah.
Yo, that's my classic.
Why would you, like, man, why would you want your arms to be 25 inches? Your body itself is 25 inches. For what reason?
Yeah, no, that shit because your big ass lats.
Like, nah.
That was funny.
I'm not finna know who want that. Like, I ain't gonna flex, though. Teachers only get them guys because I'm not. I'd rather be cut this fool. You can have all this bullshit. Because why?
So, what? Y'all ready for a black fact? June 5th, 1956. The Montgomery buses segregated. Federal court ruled that racial segregation of Montgomery City buses violated the Constitution on this day, 1956.
Turn
black
up.
Fact.
Hey, you already know. You
mama, I told you, black fact. From now on, forget the fuckery on Facebook. We black facts now. Giving out black facts.
Respect.
That fuckery on Facebook will always be there. Black facts, you know what I'm saying? They don't be trying to tell everybody that when you start letting people know black facts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There you go. Y'all going hard. Y'all going after Juneteenth this year. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all,
we gonna be in Panama City.
Some of y'all tuned in.
Be lit, lit.
I'm finna set off a cannon.
A cannon?
What? I want one of them goddamn Civil War cannon. Boom! Fire home! I want to just send out two of them guys.
Boom, boom. Anybody got some gunpowder mix you can put in?
Because you go to the store after that, you're definitely going to jail.
What? You going?
Nah, not really. It's not legal to get gunpowder mix. I don't think.
Shit. Look at me.
Well, yeah, you are a colored brother with dreads. Shit changed real quick when you said that, didn't
it? Yeah, I fill out a whole questionnaire.
Son, but
why you say that? For what reason are you?
You say that, boy?
You sure you getting it for this reason? You, like, nigga, I know
the goddamn job in real firm. Yeah,
they put me in a system of terrorists.
You sound like we sound like we want to hire you, man. Can we do a video chat? Oh my god, he's black with dreads.
Hey, that shit do be happening though. Why you bullshit? No, that shit be happening.
I know a couple of people that cut their dreads off because of that shit.
No, I'm not. Definitely not doing that. But no, they see my. They see my government name. Like, oh, this is a nice little. You know what I'm saying?
But he's a Caucasian brother.
And then once they got there and see me, oh, he's a nigga.
He's not mayonnaise.
Facts.
He's not the Miracle Whip, y'all. He's chocolate.
He has one of our names.
That's crazy.
They always try to trick us. They always trying to trick us.
Something to think about. Nah, y'all know who y'all need to go on. I wanted to talk about. His name is Brian Glaze Gibbs.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, I know I see somebody walking. Yeah, his name is Brian Glaze Gibbs.
What's up?
Yeah, what's so crazy? He used to be a hitman for a dude named Fat Cat Winkles, the Harlem drug dealer.
Okay, I knew that name was going to come to me eventually. I knew they were
Harlem
okay.
drug dealer.
Okay, okay. Say later. I know what you want now.
Yep, it was so crazy. He'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, she drunk. Only if y'all can see, that's why we need to go live. Y'all can see what we see.
Nah, he trying to sneak up. He ain't.
Uh-oh, he trying to get some booty.
Oh, yeah.
She got, yo, she took her shoes off. She's with the socks. Yo.
He's definitely sneaking in.
Yo, look, take the motherfucking shoes off. I don't need mama hearing you. Get in here, don't walk. Slide your feet. Straight up, slide your feet. Don't walk when you get in here.
Yeah, she know I slide my feet when I walk.
She probably
you know, follow me, you gonna slide with me.
Right, she probably ain't even there.
Matter of fact, you creaking the floor. Get on my back. What? That's why I used to get put him on my back. Get on my back. Carry. One, just one step. Just one walk. You should. Just saying, hey. Especially if you got the parents that got ears.
That's another episode.
That's more sauce right there. I can't give
it. Well, we just people sneak in though. Like that shit. Just
y'all might have to watch your kids after that.
We just went into some whole sneak in.
Then listen to one episode. He up here carrying bitches in the house.
Where the hell you hear that from?
These guys I listen to on the podcast thing. Them guys as well.
I'm saying they're cool though, mom. You
they
have
talk
to listen.
Crazy stuff, some truthful crazy stuff too, man.
No. Listen.
Yeah, I need to check that nigga Brian out. He's smooth. Nigga, who's his name?
Brian, who one more game?
Brian Glaze Gibbs.
Brian.
And he talking about all the stuff he's been through, you know. And he changed. Like you could tell, he changed. He came a long way. You know what I'm saying? He trying to change the community and all that. And what's so crazy about it? He talking about like old like situation where he almost got shot and all that. Talking about what he could have did to fix the situation, like, yo, we could have just talked how people be trying to get people knocked off, like, it was wild. And that's something to think about, because at the end of the day, we might be talking about niggas today, shit, them niggas just like them niggas from back then.
Facts, bro.
But that's why I'm glad niggas are here, you know, trying to make people change, like, yo, we can change, that's all it takes, change.
Nick, bro. I know what is this light bulb just went in my head, because as you was talking, I was thinking on that.
That's how you know them 3 weeks creeping up on you, nigga, said the light bulb going off on his head.
Caught him slipping, Patty.
Yeah, I like that.
Once again, happy birthday to them, to the bro, Pat. Happy birthday, Pat.
You put that one up.
Definitely
on the
happy
right
birthday.
Now.
Thank you.
You snuck that one in.
Definitely happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? What you want to say for your shout out? Go ahead and do your birthday shout out. Go ahead, pop your shit. It's your birthday. Pop your shit. You got the smooth 20-second flow to pop your shit. It's your birthday. Say whatever you want.
For what? I don't know. I ain't got shit to say. I'm 29 years old.
Oh, my God. How you going to be a podcast host with nothing to say?
I feel old. I don't know. Because I'm quiet. I'm still getting used to everything. They'll be all right. They'll get used to me over time. They keep listening.
I like how you be like, yo, they be all right. Stop playing with me. Y'all listen to me. Y'all listen. Stop playing. Just listen.
Remember, I got.
Stop playing. Y'all listen. Y'all catch me. Stop playing.
That's why
y'all don't want to subscribe.
I gotta do ads. So yeah.
Oh look, he said I gotta do the ads. You damn sure gonna wait.
That's crazy. This guy here is this guy is
that don't be playing. Pat Pop. He dad on the podcast. Hey, hey. Act like you on a goddamn tune in next week, see what happens. No, ain't nobody going no goddamn where. Coronavirus all over again.
Yo. Y'all are stupid. Y'all are silly. This ain't coronavirus all over again.
3 weeks in the house.
Y'all are foolish, bro. Y'all are silly.
Y'all must forgive. I just had to let that one slide. That
go for it, bro.
That was a funny one. I had to let that one slide. I thought that was a funny one.
Tomorrow I got 3 weeks. No bit.
Yeah, you do got 3 weeks. 3 weeks, but you be 42. That's crazy.
I know you lying, bitch.
Damn. Damn. That's 42. That's a strong number. Nigga older than all of us.
Damn. I got like 7 weeks, so to be honest.
7 weeks for what?
My birthday.
We still in June.
You got 7 weeks.
Hey, birthday at the end of July.
Well, we already in almost in the second week, so that's two. So that's six. Five or six.
Myself.
No, I need them numbers short. Five or six. You about to be don't worry. 30 creeping up on you soon.
Well, get what though, bro?
Yeah, one more year.
Get what though? Don't feel it, bro. That what happen when you because take care of your body, bitch.
No, you don't feel it yet because 30 ain't here yet.
No, bitch. That what happen when you take care of your body, bitch. All
right.
You feel what I'm
don't
saying?
Worry, watch.
It applies to AB.
Don't worry, watch.
AB.
Next year, this time, I want you to say that same thing.
I guarantee you I will.
You gonna be like, yo, for some reason, why I feel like 30 knocking?
Well, shit. I'm not worried about that.
Is that a green light in the window?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
That
thing just happened to just turn and see it. Because this is blocking.
Bro, I ain't worried about that, though.
30 come knocking.
Man, word.
You answer the door?
I got one more year.
You fucking right, bitch. I ain't gonna be doing shit. I'm open that bitch gladly.
Shit, everything that come with that shit, come on in. Hey, come on, whatever come with 30, come up in here. Reach sure I need that. Come on.
My 30 yeah, smooth,
all man. At one time.
Look, what? It comes with a headache. Bring it on in. long as we live it, come on. Bring it on in. Bring the headache in, too. Come on.
This is exactly what I'm looking at. As long as I get to open the eyes every day and breathe, I'm hello. Good.
Hello, that's the number one thing.
I'm going to swing on everything, all the bullshit, I'm going to swing on it. Boop. Nope, not today.
I'm telling you, because ain't nobody said life was cool on the other side.
Facts.
I don't care for which way you go.
I think so.
Huh?
I think so.
Everybody got a thought.
No, I'm really cool with my thought.
Like, no, I'm just saying, everybody got a thought, but... Nobody from heaven said it was cool up there. Nobody from heaven said it was bad down there. Not saying go, either one, you know, not saying nothing. But that's all I think about.
It is what it is.
I'm just saying. You know, and I want to go to heaven. I'm just saying. But let me know if it's hey, what, saying, what if it's cool up there. Because all I'm asking
what if,
is.
What if there wasn't a heaven?
If God is white, like, yeah. Are we slaves up there?
You heard me?
Hmm?
What if there wasn't a heaven before hell?
Are you talking about purgatory? Can you imagine?
What the
you
fuck
walk is? Around this shit, you die and walk around all day. You just, damn.
I'm like, here.
Can you imagine? Yeah. You can't watch TV. You got to watch what everybody else watching.
But ain't there.
I'm not finna turn
that's
TV.
Something to think about.
Ain't there supposed to be.
You going to be mad.
Look. Like, ain't there supposed to be a place in between heaven and hell where everybody stays and then they.
To my limbo?
It's purgatory, yeah. Limbo.
So, okay.
Well, you know, different beliefs have, you know, they believe in that. I think Jewish people believe in they believe in heaven and then purgatory.
I study
where
Buddhism.
You just walk until you get your shit together.
I study Buddhism.
Your lost soul. You said who?
Buddhism.
Respect.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because it.
Well, your ass is on meditation like a mother level, boy.
I do.
You should be a monk out this bitch.
I do.
I'll in Pat.
Facts.
I'm dead serious. I just studied Buddhism.
I come out this guy. He out here doing this Tai Chi shit. He got this little
crouching tiger hitting Pat.
Facts.
Yo, I'm done.
Let me find out.
What? Oh, nah, he ain't gonna be on John Wick 4 though.
I do meditation. I do meditation.
Ready for that. Definitely ready for that. You said what?
I do meditation too.
Mad respect.
I'm not against none of that.
Is good
for you. Only thing I feel like whatever you believe in, follow it through with it. Because when people follow, what do they believe in? They follow and they kill for that. Can you imagine you one day you Buddha, you practice Buddhism, the next day you quit, and the whole Buddhist nation after you? He learned all our history until he going to walk away. And? He dies today.
I don't know. But they believe in rebirth too.
That's how I look at that shit.
Reincarnation.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, they believe when you see that white light, that you can push it out of the vagina. Something to think about. Hey. Now this is an awesome question. In your next life, would you want to be white just to see what it's like? Or would you try? Would you be a nigga again?
I'll be whatever happens. Huh? And whatever happens, happen.
I don't know. I'll probably take the ride of black again.
Whatever happens, happens.
Just saying, bitch. You couldn't take another ride of being black again? Another lifetime being black?
I don't care about being black now. Nigga, I'm just here. I didn't know this guy.
I could do another tour. I just know. Being black is like a whole war. I could do another tour.
But I know this meddling. This meddling.
What?
Melanin.
Oh, he's high.
Facts.
This nigga high. He's stingers.
Oh, wow.
He's high. Yeah, you're passing the whisk.
I know this melanin is. I'm straight. This shit is worth way more than gold, nigga. And diamonds, like.
Diamonds.
I know that. Nigga, yeah, I got this. I'm good. I am the Asiatic one.
Peace from the Far East, brother. I ain't against it. I'm definitely not against that. You hear me? Definitely not against that.
I am one with Earth. This is my home.
I hope they ain't how you speak when you hitting it from the back or something off somebody.
What, nigga?
Throw it back. Come on, shorty, throw it back while I slap the back and pull your track. Throw it back.
I am freaking done, bro.
Throw it back. I hit from back like that. Throw it back.
You're foolish. You're foolish.
Throw it back.
Nah, I'd be like a slave.
You don't throw it back right, I'll elbow you in your back.
You're
dumb. You're sounding.
You're dumb. But nah, man. It's, nah.
Facts. But like always, it's feel good to be back. Be ready for next week.
Does it?
Episode. What number episode is that?
Next week?
Yeah.
Two.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
making
sure we're on the same page.
Oh, and what's the name? The dude I said earlier, MG Prince.
Yeah.
He got a show. He's supposed to be doing a show in Macon, Georgia.
Right. Let him know the location. Drop location.
June 12th, I think it's. I don't know exactly what it is. I know it's in Macon. I think it's in Simple. Yeah. It's in Macon though. It's on June 12th.
We'll put the link in the bio.
Yeah, link in the bio. Yeah.
We'll put the link in the description.
Yes.
You already know. Thanks for tuning in. Like always.
Appreciate y'all, man. It's nice to be back.
It feels wonderful to be fucking back.
Exactly.
Peace out.
Y'all be safe, man.